I heard trumpet.
It was very, very loud. It kind of almost shook the earth.
Exactly how the Bible described.
And I look up.
And there was like an open circle.
I started hearing angels singing like,
oh my gosh, what's going on?
I see these huge lights.
Like spirits just shooting to the sky.
In the sky is Jesus.
That's Jesus.
I see Jesus.
He really is coming.
His return is near.
Jesus is coming.
He's coming.
The rapture is very close.
Rapture is very close.
The rapture is about to take place.
Hey, God bless you guys. It's me, Chris Love for Jesus, back with another video. I pray you're having a blessed and an awesome and wonderful day in the Lord Jesus, and y'all are being encouraged to come on and share your dreams and your visions. I'm so proud of y'all so much, so thank you. We have a beautiful brother in Christ who emailed me his dream from the Lord, so glory to God. We're going to get into this, see what exactly he experienced, and yes, so thank you so much, brother, for sharing your dream. He said this was after the rapture had happened. Okay. And the Lord said that the rapture is before the great tribulation time. It's in the word of God. We don't have to argue over this, my friends. So listen to this. In Acts 2:17, if you haven't heard it already, we got to drill it into your brain. Acts 2:17, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark and the moon will turn blood red before that great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, or shall be saved, as the King James would say. So, y'all, it's in the Word of God. He said that we were going to receive these dreams and visions, so then you can trust that the Lord is sending them out. Now, all you need to do is make sure that it lines up with the word of God in your dreams. Ask the Lord to interpret it for you. Go to the scripture verses, lay on it, think on it with God in mind, and have him interpret the dream for you. Have him show you the truth, and he will. Amen. All right, so let's go ahead and get into this.
Hello, brothers and sisters in Christ. I've come to share a dream that the Lord Jesus Christ has given me. I got this dream on May 2nd, 2024. The Holy Spirit told me that this dream is after the rapture, and he also said Ezekiel 38 correlates to this dream. Okay, so it starts off like any other night in my house, but on this night, we had guests over. I went to the kitchen and started talking with the young boy that happened to be of Middle Eastern descent. We began cooking food and conversating. Then I began asking him about God. I told him, I don't know what God your family instructed you to pray to, but just ask God to reveal himself and he will. The boy answers hesitantly. In my heart, I'm a Christian, but I had a sense that his family was not by the way he answered me. Then me and the boy are walking on the porch of the house. I am talking to one of my aunts on the phone when me and the boy see a spacecraft in the sky. It looked like the Millennium Falcon from Star Wars. At first, they looked like they were leaving, but then their engines became super loud. Me and the boy were in a state of shock. I tell my aunt on the phone, Do you not hear them? Then they turn around and start dropping barrels over the whole city. But these barrels had some kind of chemicals of an unknown origin to man. They exploded and caused massive damage to the city. While I was running, I see a tree covered in the chemical, and the tree turns black, like scorched. The best way I can describe it is like when lava scorches the earth after erupting. At this point, I say to myself, oh shoot, I'm going to lose my life here. So I continue to run to the front yard, but the scene changes. I am in a strip mall with apartments on top. Chaos, fire, and looting is everywhere. I start thinking to myself, we need a firearm. I told my family we needed a firearm. I said to myself, that's when I began looting as well. That's when I woke up from the dream, very anxious and very intense. To be honest, I thought I was living it. I just ask you guys to test the spirits on this. Ask Lord Jesus Christ for revelation on it. But that's my dream.
Amen. Thank you so much, brother, for sharing that dream with us. And y'all, he said that they were dropping some kind of barrels with chemicals in them. It literally reminded me of when the Lord had given me my very first rapture dream in 2018, that right after the rapture had happened, we started running outside and it was chaos. And we were running from military forces. Like, I didn't see them. I only got that like energy feeling of like, we're running from these military forces. We're running from something. I said in my dream, if you see green smoke, you need to avoid it. Do not go near. You need to run away. So they had some kind of chemical that it was like green in the sky, green, whatever, that was bad. And you had to get away from that. So, you know, there could be some kind of chemical warfare as well. But we have to remember that this is all because of the wickedness that's coming out in the world. This is all because of people refusing to believe the knowledge of the truth. The Lord has to judge the world of their sins and their wickedness and their constant rebellion and stiff-necked, like the Israels were, that refused to believe in the true creator God Almighty in the flesh. He came here on earth and died as a man, rose again from the grave as the right hand of the Father. Amen. He has prepared the wedding feast for us. He is about to take his bride of Christ home with him. And this is all going to get poured out because judgment has to come. Evil has to be subdued. The Lord is going to punish those on the earth that don't want their Savior. They don't want that free gift given to them before they're even born. They don't want that. They want to serve themselves. They want to worship themselves. They want to live their own lives. Amen. And the Bible says, "Of only a fool says in his heart or in his mind that there is no God. Only a fool says that. This is all the work of God." So we have to remember that. The Lord is telling us what exactly is coming to pass. He's telling us what is going to happen in these end times so that we can tell everybody else, try to get as many people on board as we possibly can. So this is why it's so important for us to share our dreams and visions, because if the Lord gave you that, then you need to do it. And if it ain't a dream or a vision, he's got something else for you to do, okay? You can go stand outside with a Jesus Saves sign like this, you know, Jesus is coming back soon. Like, come on. There's something for everybody that they can be doing. You can wear a shirt that says Jesus on it. Right now I'm wearing Consider the Wildflowers, which is God providing for his people. This is our time to shine bright like the beautiful lights that we are and smile for Jesus. Know that we are saved, that we are on the track. We are on the right track of Jesus Christ. We are staying in Christ, ready to go. And we got to send those signs out. We got to be holding up those signs. We got to be sharing those dreams, holding those signs out, preaching that Jesus. I love y'all so much. So if you made it to the end of this video, please leave below in the comments, show the signs of Jesus. Amen. Show the signs of Jesus with some hearts. And I love you guys. I'll see you guys again soon in the next one. Bye.